I am Giada Graziano, fashion educator, career advisor, and CEO. The way I broke into the fashion industry and started my career working for luxury brands wasn't linear. And with this podcast, you will learn that getting a job in fashion is not what you think. When I was looking for my first job in fashion, I was feeling alone and a total outsider. I had no connections, I was not living in a fashion capital, I had no experience, and I had a management engineering degree. My confidence was lacking, but I had this big dream, and I tested unconventional strategies to stand out in this competitive industry. And I made it, sooner than I thought. I created Glam Observer to help you do the same, teach you the tried and true strategies to land your dream role in fashion, even if, like me, you feel like there are too many obstacles along the way. If you're a fashion enthusiast looking to start your career in the fashion industry, you are in the right place. In this podcast, you will learn career advice, get the confidence, and build a plan to turn your dream into reality, while also learning about the fashion industry from the inside. Let's begin. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. While you're listening to this podcast episode, I am getting ready for a free live webinar that I'm doing today, Tuesday, March the 27th, and tomorrow, Wednesday, March the 28th, all about teaching you Excel applied to the fashion industry. In case you didn't listen to the previous podcast episode or you haven't read any of my latest blog articles or checked my Instagram profile at Glam Observer, I have shared a lot about Excel lately. It is not a skill that is quite often mentioned when it comes to essential to work in the fashion industry, but Excel is really key in the fashion industry. If you would ask me what is a practical thing, a practical tool that I will use once I will be seated in the fashion office, I can tell you that that is going to be Excel. I wasn't aware of this neither when 10 years ago I was about to enter the fashion industry for the first time. But you know that my aim with Glam Observer is to tell you everything you need to have a successful career in the fashion industry, and I like to be always very practical with the advice that I give. And let me tell you that Excel, it is a practical tool that you will use every day in your fashion office. Are you wondering why, among all of the creative tools, you're going to use Excel in your fashion office? Let me give you a little bit of context. While you might associate the fashion industry with lots of creativity, beautiful clothes, fashion shows, and magazines, you should also know that any decision that you might believe is actually only based on the creativity of the designer, the stylist, the editor, or any marketing or any other manager or interns or assistants, are actually taken upon analysis and numbers. Fashion professionals, in fact, analyze a lot of numbers that back up all of their creative decisions. That's why Excel is the most frequently requested skill in the fashion industry. Before the creative aspect of any fashion professional, there is always a lot of planning, an analysis of data, previous sales, preview campaigns, competitors, etc. Maybe you're thinking, that looks very boring because I want to get into fashion because I love creativity. And yes, listen to me. Well, numbers are involved. And there are some fashion professionals that actually use numbers more than others. For example, if you're an aspiring buyer or merchandisers, you will work with numbers more than a designer or a stylist. This is, of course, the reality. But this doesn't mean that designers or stylists don't look at numbers, never. Because everyone in fashion has to base their creative decisions on something that has been before analyzed and designed based on numbers and analysis. There are some people who are specialized in making this analysis so that then the creative team can do the other part of the job. So especially if you're looking to get into the management side of the fashion industry, into the business side, into the marketing side, digital side, buying, merchandising, e-commerce, you will most likely be one of those people who are going to work with numbers and make analysis most of anyone else in the fashion industry. But the good news is that if you learn Excel, you don't have to spend all your time doing all of these maths and dealing with numbers, because it's indeed Excel that does all the math for you, so you can enjoy what you love doing the most. There are many pieces of the puzzle that make a successful fashion brand. It is not just the creative part. And there are many things that are decided on numbers. Let's take the example of a fashion collection. You might believe that the designer, the creative director woke up that day or decided 1 week that the new collection is going to be about, is going to be formed of 4 coats, 3 boots, 4 shirts, and 5 skirts. But it's not like that. There is a lot of work that is done before that the creative director can, of course, is going to give the guidelines of the collection. But there are some analyses that are made beforehand that is going to tell the designer and the design team, to sell our collection, this is what customers are going to buy for the next season. We made our analysis. We analyzed past season, past sales, trends, upcoming trends, customers' behaviors, and this is what our collection should be made. These are the colors that are going to be the strongest one for the next season. So it's always work done by the creative side and the analytical side of the industry. And this was just the example of a fashion collection, but it works like that also. Think of marketing campaigns. Marketing managers decide what are the best marketing campaigns, events or initiatives according to analysis, according to the budget that they have, because Excel is also used to manage budgets. Also, let me tell you that the amount of data that fashion companies have to analyze is increasing, because especially now with the digital platforms, online stores, there are so many things that fashion brands can track, so many things that can be optimized, so many new data about customers that before social media, before internet in general, these data were not available. You know, the information that fashion brands had were only those when someone entered a store and make the purchase. Now instead, brands can track, for example, when someone visit the website, what are the products that are the most clicked, so they can understand what are the products that people are most interested in, even without that someone completes the purchase. They can also track who are the people that walk in stores. They can track the age range of people who interact with their products on social media, so they can understand what customers want, what they prefer, what they engage with the most, so they can create more successful collections, because they have all this amount of data from customers, from past season, even just considering how easy it is for a brand now to analyze a competitor, what are the different initiatives that other brands are doing. Also think of campaigns with influencers that before were not even a thing. So new marketing media, new marketing opportunities. Think also of websites and magazines. You know, before we only had the print issues of magazines. Now magazine posts on their website multiple articles per day. They can analyze where their visitors are coming from, where are the most read articles, so they can collect and analyze all of these data and information to come up with decisions that are going to make them make more better decisions about the articles they want to publish next. Where are the customer preferences? So with so much data to manage, Excel can be an incredibly powerful tool for anyone in fashion. That's why I'm very excited to teach you Excel in the free webinar today or tomorrow, or if you can make it to the free live webinars, I'm even more excited because the doors to the course Excel for Fashion are finally open again. So Excel for Fashion is the first and only course tailored to the fashion industry, which means that you're going to learn Excel applied to the fashion industry directly. I worked at Alexander McQueen carrying a Yoox Net-a-Porter where I learned Excel applied to the fashion industry. I calculated all of the KPIs and data that fashion companies need in buying, merchandising, e-commerce, and I've included and packed all of this knowledge inside the Excel for Fashion course. If you're curious about my teaching style or in general, if you want to learn more about Excel and also learn 4 Excel tricks that you can use to impress your fashion boss or the fashion recruiter, then join me in my free live webinars today or tomorrow. I'm going to leave you the links both to the Excel for Fashion course, but also to the free live webinars I'm doing today, March the 28th, and tomorrow, March the 29th. So you can register for one of the sessions, you can enroll in the course so you can learn this skill and this program that you would treasure throughout your entire career in the fashion industry, especially if you're looking to get into the management side of the industry, into buying, merchandising, brand management, marketing, digital marketing. Excel is really something that you need to learn. So I really hope to see you either today in the live webinars or inside the course Excel for Fashion. So we're going to learn this skill that is going to uplift your entire career in the fashion industry, but also your fashion job applications. Like you're going to learn in the free live webinar, I'm going to share a little bit about my experience with Excel in the industry. I was tested on Excel for my first internship in the fashion industry. So yeah. Thank you so much for listening to this quick episode. I really hope it gave you some insights about the behind the scenes of running a fashion company or a fashion business, how the industry works. Because yes, it is a creative industry, of course, but creativity is not the only driver in this industry. So thank you so much for listening and bye for now.